No, I just started my movie.
Okay. Is it recording right now?
Yes.
So everything I say, it's hearing?
Yes.
So can you use this to, like, comb your...
poop.
Yeah.
I have to leave.
Wait. No, Will, say that again.
No.
What are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
Becky, you're in the way.
Yeah. No. Not in the way.
I will cry if I'm
I don't know if they'd be
Jordan.
I stole your seat.
That's okay.
How are you?
No, whatever. It helps me with my chance.
Yeah,
and
then
I
was like,
you would.
How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for sticking around so much. My name is Jordan O'Jordan. I'm from Olympia, Washington, most recently. I thought, I would sing y'all some songs tonight, but also tell a bit of a story. I'm kind of addicted to linear thought. So I was like, oh, if I have songs, I'll tell a story with those songs. So that every story must have a place, a setting, a time. So let's establish that now. I've been to the high deserts of Oregon and that rugged Leah. Attractive man spitting stuff inside a soda can, and he told me, he said, you may in fact attract attention. Here I said, well, you won't be dumb enough to mention her. Now she is trying to see suffering from the other side with red lipstick and her eyes black lines singing songs about her foolish pride. And I asked her once, I said, how do you fit this situation? Ma'am, she said, well, now I don't give you all your state. One good goddamn no. I've been phased out, crazy thoughts confined to worsened doubts while I wonder what this world's about and why love is sweet as sauerkraut. But I'll tell you, friends, there's no end that rends your heart more slowly than when you go out pretending that you're sorry. But now there's no that this illusion, it won't return. But my dear, I'm confessing that is a lesson I've yet to learn. And thus I must travel just to unravel this mirage. But you will know, my dear, when I go from here by my empty old garage. So I have blazed trails laying waste to weeds and cattails round the roads, and I have ridden all those rich rails. I've floated boats, I've sewn up ship sails, but you know that it is a hard bit when you're forgetting about your passion, even when that hard work, it becomes your humble action. It becomes your humble action. It becomes your humble action. But still now, I've been to the high deserts of Oregon and met a ruggedly attractive man. He was spitting all this nasty stuff inside a soda can, and he told me, well, you may in fact attract attention here. And I said, well, you will not be dumb enough to mention her. Now will you, sir? So we've established a place and a time. We started in the west, the northerly west. And we're moving slowly east. But our protagonist here is not necessarily human as we might think. I think in this, I was a bit inspired by the surroundings. And I think the main character in our story tonight will be a water molecule, as pictured above. But, and this will be a bit of a love story. Let's think about that one. Because water molecules are polar things, they have attraction. And they attract each other and other things, including but not limited to salts. some other polar molecules, ethanol being one, grain alcohol, as it were. So this song is a song about coalescence. We have moved slowly east through the process of evaporation, condensation, precipitation. Evaporation, condensation, precipitation. It's a cyclic process. We've arrived at a place in this moment, and we have two water molecules that have decided that they're quite enamored with each other, and they would like to express their love in a waterly way. This is the story of that. Now, I won't run far. It's also a medley. I won't run far, I won't run far, I can always be found, I can always be found, and if you need me, if you need me, I will stay right by your side, I will stay right by your side. We came together out of the ether. We came together out of the ether, and we were pulled from our planes because our pieces and our parts were attracted to each other by the gravity star. Star, we came together out of that ether, and our molecules were mixed in a 2-to-1 proportion. We were twisted into rivers by our sheer aquatic torsion. We came together out of that ether, and we formed water. We formed water. We formed water. Tell me a great and thoughtful thing, and tell me ways in which to sing out sorrows better than the trumpeter swans just now on the wing. And if you're going far away, I don't know if I'm gonna stay. If these things seem quite uncertain, we'll need a great red velvet curtain to drip across your forehead where your thoughts come out like water spurting. And if you're going far away, I don't know if I'm gonna stay. On Niagara, 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 like some video on pause, I see those falls. Now, inside a barrel filled with foam and shotgun shells sent straight from Rome, thoughts that rivers take us further from the places we call home. A river current, as the news will take us from these landlocked blues. We'll bob along like this for days, till we reach all of the rays and angles. Seaweed tangles, gaze upon each other with malaise. A river current, as the news will take us from these landlocked blues. All Niagara, Niagara, Niagara. When that selfsame seaweed stalls, I see those falls. And all around the globe, well, all these people keep on moving around. They tow their hearts on a line that always drags a couple towns behind. Well, it always drags a couple towns behind. But why can't all water be like this? When droplets fall down into mist that swirls silver, forming halos round the person you just kissed. Your body's too hard to invent. your substance here is heaven sin. A mist condenses quick and splashes, takes a seat in your eyelashes. Can't you with a set of beads that when you move, show rainbow flashes? Your body's too hot to end in your substance here is heaven sin. Oh, my abracadabra. Last I'm swelling of applause, I hear those falls. But now, serve me something from a spoon and tell me stories about the moon while yellow flowers swirl around me like some whirlpool cocoon. Just take these words for what they're worth. This water's wetted us from birth. But there's no need to part just yet. For rocks and rivers fuss and fret about their futures, my dear. Let's concern ourselves with getting wet. Just take these words for what they're worth. This water's wetted us from birth. Oh, Niagara, Niagara, Niagara. Like some swelling of applause when that self-same sea reads strong. Video on pause. I see those falls. So we moved from Oregon to the northern coast of the U.S., the Great Lakes. And our water molecule has entered into a watery partnership with another water molecule. But the sad thing about being a water molecule is there's constant movement. The process of evaporation, condensation in the form of clouds and precipitation in the form of rain or snow is one of constant perturbation, a movement of energies, a constant movement, a bit of a reflection in these moments. Even through movement, two water molecules, though it's highly improbable, but entirely possible, will meet each other again in a cloud after they've been separated through the process of evaporation. And when they meet in a cloud and fall to Earth again, indeed, oftentimes, they fall in love. That's what this song is about. And also a bit about cosmology. And from cloudbursts we arrived, much less rested, more alive, holding static in our blood, and now grounded, strangely freed. Then the cosmos coalesced in a star-flecked sweater vest, drew his sky shapes on my skin. Began this unstirred sense unrest. How, 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 how. And he planted it in my palm, and it grew four fingers and a thumb. Like a mirror held in my wrist, it twisted back and up my arm, and I touched it full ignite. All these windfall wooden thoughts that had gathered up in piles, mere fuel for passion's fiery feats. How, 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 how. And you told me a name, it came from men who made trains, and I was wide-eyed. And you showed me the ground, that's where the rails got that sound, and I came undone. Yeah, you told me a name, it came from men who made trains, and I was wide-eyed. And you showed me the ground, that's where the rails got that sound, and I came undone. Then a cable caught in my throat, pulling forth words. your sentences blazing white, and these warm air words did rise, soaring skyward toward the clouds. And my fear fused with their flight, that height did finally me amaze. How, 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 how. The possible love. Sometimes finds the travel with another water molecule is entirely splendid. So that's what this song's about. We're traveling down the watery track of life. And then it just like it sent me right back to like junior high birth videos. Sorry, I broke a bit of the spell in that moment. On another happy note, this song's about driving a car across the country with a person that you find entirely fantastic, which is something that I do a lot with many people. And on this particular go around, it's with Mr. Dane Terry, and it's a real pleasure and an honor. So thanks to you, sir. The song is called By the Lunar Sinking Ship. Why don't we take a drive on a day when there's nothing else to do? I don't know where we'll go, I just know I'll be there with you. I know about you, I know about you, I know about you. And this rain, it won't stop in my car until the atmosphere has dried. I don't know about love, but maybe you'll help me decide. I know about you, I know about you, I know about you. We've reached the sing-along part of the set. Travel's not important to arrive, and we could get there by balloon or sinking ship. And a final destination, that's not my real inclination, it's this trip. Now this radio, it blasts a tune about some godforsaken thing. Now I don't know all the words, I just know it's real fun to sing. I know about you, I know about you, I know about you. And my leg, it gets stuck down to the vinyl in my father's Wrangler Jeep. Now I don't know if you hear me singing when you're fast asleep. I know about you, I know about you, I know about you. And this vehicle or drive, it's not important to arrive, and we could get there by balloon or sinking ship. And a final destination, that's not my real inclination, it's this trip. More than twice, just because you do insist. I don't know why I go, you're just so damn hard to resist. I know about you, I know about you, I know about you. And we've been drinking wine in this bar on this makeout afternoon. I don't know about wine, I just know it's gone way too soon. I know about you, I know about you, I know about you. from Portland to Arrival. We could get that by balloon or sinking ship. Any final destination, that's not my real inclination, it's this trip. Well, I said this vehicle that we're driving's not important. To Arrival, we could get there by balloon or sinking ship. And final destination, that's not my real inclination. Oh, it's this trip. Perhaps we could say a zen spin in that very life, which is the traveling that's the important part, not the end thing. That was I wrote that when I was in college and freaked out about life. I was like, it's not the end that's important. Maybe it's the process. So this is a song I wrote after college in the same vein. Our water molecule, back to the story, realizes in this constant motion and this traveling with someone, another water molecule, probably through rivers along the East Coast, flowing to either the Gulf or the Atlantic Ocean. We're on that side of the continental divide at this point. The perhaps, even through these constant cycles, these constant evaporation, condensation back to precipitation, where, and even when this water molecule split with the other water molecule, their intermolecular forces no longer aligning, being pulled apart through kinetic energy and the heat of the sun through evaporation. Maybe, even when they're not apart, maybe there's part of them, some molecular spin, some orbital, some electron probability that they share, even when they're far, far away. And perhaps it is that knowledge, that existential moment, that brings this water molecule piece. So that's what this song's about. It's about the probability or the improbability of interaction, but the possibility of interaction and the fact that interaction is always happening and excitement in that moment. It's also about a post-apocalyptic eco-utopia. Big balloons to grab on. Soar up into space, who cares? The stupid oxygen will die and just begin again from here. And maybe in our second time round, we'll both be bumblebees. How can you just imagine us two? Both as baby bumblebees. That crab queen says, hurry up, we'll sip from every flower cup in town. But man, she don't know what's wrong. She don't know what's wrong. She just knows there's something that she can't put her little feeler on. This beast on my fingers. But if our honey life don't suit us, let's be killer whales instead. Now wouldn't that be super sweet? We were killer whales instead, just swimming through those seas and sounds, passing time by eating pounds of fish. Yeah, dear, let's be water. Simple polar molecules will bounce around, bond with other simple polar molecules, interact by seeming chance, bond in an atomic dance, so sweet. But so we don't know what's on. We don't know what's on. We just know there's something that we can't put our little finger on. Oh no, we don't know what's on. So, this is a song about snow. So we've talked about gaseous water, we've talked about liquid water, and in this, we have to leave with the third phase of water that is represented on this planet, ice, so solid water, in this moment, in the form of snow. And this is a song about nostalgia for Ohio and the snow. Is it snow here? Have you guys seen snow? Do you know snow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Snow
in
the 50s.
Really?
And it snows on the mountaintops.
Okay.
And then it becomes slush immediately.
Okay.
It's hard to make a snow.
Okay. So, let me describe to you. Have you been sledding before?
No.
Okay. Shall I describe it to you?
Yeah.
Here, this will be the prologue to the epilogue. the preamble. So, sledding. We're in Ohio, but southern Ohio. So northern Ohio is very flat. Northern Ohio long ago was carved out by glaciers, which then melted after the Ice Age and became the Great Lakes. Southern Ohio didn't have that pleasure. Southern Ohio remained kind of rocky, mountainous, formed during the formation of Pangaea and then remaining in the form of the Appalachian Mountains, also pronounced Appalachian, depending where you are. So I'm from the southern, like, hilly part of Ohio. And it snows down there quite a bit in the winter. And we would always go out when we would get snow days, which there's no snow days here at all. Okay. So there is a rare pleasure as a child when you wake up and it is all snowy, you look out your window and everything is covered in like a foot of white carpet snow. Glittery, glittery, glittery. And you turn on the radio or turn on the TV or like call your aunt. You say, do we have school today? And you're waiting with bated breath as the radio goes through the school closings for blah blah for Ohio, Pike County. And you're like, yes, Pike County. Okay, this is my county. So which school is in on that? Okay, Western schools are closed. Eastern schools are closed. Jasper schools are closed. And we're like waiting for Waverly, Waverly, Waverly. And Waverly schools are closed. Yes! Okay, so then you know. Then you know that it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I think Disney made a movie about it once. So you get in your Renji Wrangler, and you call up your friends. You're like, okay, it's snow day. We're going sledding, right? And then you drive around and you are entirely encased in really fluffy things. You have these big coats on and like mittens or gloves and lots of hats and scarves because it's really cold. And if it's really cold when you're out, you're mostly really hot because you're sledding down these hills. To sled down the hill, you have to walk up the hill and you get really hot, sweating within your big fluffy coat, but your face is really cold. And sometimes if it's really cold when you breathe in, the water in your nose actually freezes. So you get these ice crystals in the hairs of your nose. It's just a crazy feeling. You get up to the top of this hill and you're looking down. You're like, okay, here we go. It's like all laying out before you, this kind of like hill, the Appalachian Mountains. And you're like, okay, you get ready. And you get on your sled and you're kind of normally at some point where you're not gonna fall down immediately. And you kind of like push. Start gaining momentum. Whoa. Sometimes you'll hit a rock and poof. Oh, and at that point you normally fall off and you're rolling and laughing. And then all the people at the top of the hill are also laughing and cheering. Yeah, right! So you do this for possibly hours until you can't really feel your fingers or your toes anymore. And then you decide, okay, it's time to go home. So that's where we start. The point right before you go home. Can you thus imagine us slipping sideways through the snow? Leaving trails like rails, interpretation always seems to melt so slow. Wondering just how far and fast these bodies and these sleds can safely go. And if anyone's around, dear, there is no one around. Then we're trudging, barely budging through the neighbor lady's yard. Leaving marks with muddy boots inside the snow, it seems the sod is scarred. Can you tell me when did covering your tracks become so awful hard? With nobody else around, just this slippery double agent muddy ground. Dusk is nearing, and the steering wheel is frosty to the touch. Water melting off my icy boots and my foot slipping from the clutch. But despite this chilly wind, my friend, my cheeks have heated far too much for this feeling to be chance. So I steal a sidelong glance. The heat is blasting, a puddle fastly forming neath your thawing cuff. The moon it shines, a thousand pines reflect its light from on the bluff. As we pull up to your house, a silver icicle breaks off your roof. Hits the ground and splits apart. Falling is a dying art. Let's kiss, just stand like this, put your mitten in my glove. As these flakes of snow come sailing down, silent from the sky above. With the twinkle in my eye and wrinkled nose, I give your chest a shove. As we stumble backwards into white, well, I hope we take this tumble right.